And T-Bone Burnett, who you know and love, said digital sound has dehumanized us, and it's taken away so much of what we hear without telling us.
He's correct in that. I think that the downfall in technology in the 80s, when digital equipment started to come around, really saturated music with really bad feelings and tones, and there's an analogy about analog versus digital. And analog is this: if you drop a needle or you or a magnet on a tape recorder, and you record, you're dragging that pencil across the table, and you're recording. Digital is this. It doesn't matter how many samples you do per second, it's still that. There's empty space constantly through. And I think some people think it's psychologically fatiguing, which is a whole other story. But the idea is, you know, these scratches in this table, you know, some people think that that's actually recording sound. If I scratch this table right now, it possibly could be recording what we're talking about right now. And so I think when I listen to analog recordings and digital recordings side by side, they don't have any warmth and they don't have any romance to them. And there's a lot of that to do with mechanics. I think once we get away from mechanics and mechanical things, things that turn that we can actually watch and things that are actually recorded and working in a mechanical way, we lose warmth and we lose romance. I mean, you can sing about an old phonograph. I could sing a song like Phonograph Blues like Robert Johnson, but iPod blues, there's nothing romantic about that.
And so you feel the same way about LPs, I mean vinyl.
Of course, it's the best format that music was ever attached to. It's in there. The music's in there mechanically. You can retrieve it with a needle. You can take a needle and put it in a cup and listen to that music. And that's pretty amazing. And I don't think it was ever bested by anything else. It may be more portable. No problem with that. I listen to an iPod in my car, too. You know, but portability does not mean better sound and better feeling.
But it does mean, as you say, portability and access.
Exactly,
That's important.
Yeah. Too. Exactly.
I mean, we didn't want to be anti-technology with this thing. Really, how else are you going to deliver 800 tracks to people other than through some sort of digital carrier, right?
So last time you were here, you were with Megan, it was a... you were